surprisingly, people really love it. Like, I put it on, it's one of those dishes that, you know, chefs would come in and eat. Like, people from hospo and people who really enjoy food would get it and understand. And that's why, like, I didn't, in all honesty, I didn't think we'd sell that many. It's been pretty overwhelming, the amount of people have like pre-ordered it.
This is The Crackling. I'm Anthony Huckstep. It's not uncommon to see signature dishes in the spotlight, but rarely do we see a hero dish using an animal's extremity so widely championed in the media as we have with today's guest, Brendan Fong, Executive Chef of Hubert in Sydney. Brendan, how are you?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
It's great to get you on the show. You've made the big move to Hubert not all that long ago. How did that come about?
I was just after something, you know, after cooking, I've been cooking like Asian style food for quite a while. It just became like, as much as I love Asian food, it just became a bit monotonous and just a bit, not to say boring, but a bit predictable. So I was just looking for a new challenge, something to kind of test me out a little bit, get out of my comfort zone.
And how has it been? Have you been outside your comfort zone?
Quite a bit. it's having to relearn how, you know, these Western style, European style kitchens run again. Not having the convenience of a walk around you. And also trying to reteach myself again how to cook this style of food, which is pretty interesting.
Well, you've been hitting the headlines, particularly with your stuffed trotters dish. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so this, when I was, quite a while ago, I was a sous chef for the late Jeremy Strode, and he taught me how to make this dish. So it was one of those dishes, it was one thing I wanted to do when I came here was to kind of dedicate, but to put a dish, dedicate one dish to him. And it was one of those dishes where it takes a lot of skill and a lot of time to learn. And he kind of invested that time. So it was kind of like, you know, my ode to him pretty much.
Tell us a little bit about the dish. I know you have to order it in advance and it's there's quite a lot of technique and a lot of time to make it. Take us through the process.
Yeah, so first of all, you have to try and find the perfect trotters that don't have holes in the skin, which is extremely hard right now because I've pretty much used a lot of them. And also, like, we've got to, you know, once they come in, we've got to tunnel bone them almost, you know, take all the bones out all the way to, like, a lot of chefs stop at the first knuckle, whereas I kind of go all the way to the toes and take the joint at the toe.
Wow.
Then we braise that. Once we take the skin out, once we've taken the bone out of the skin, we braise it for about 4 hours till it's like really soft and tender. We take them out and then we cool them down just to like room temperature. And while it's cooling down, we make a mousse with some chicken breast and fold in some sweetbreads. And I kind of put my touch on it, you know, Jeremy has taught me this as well by adding some ginger and shiitake, the liquid that we braise the trotter skin in, we reduce that down so it becomes nice and sticky, and then we just add a bit. We season that with some vinegar and stuff like that, and then that's it, pretty much.
How does it eat? It's quite a gelatinous, amazing experience, trotters. Tell us about the eating experience, because you serve it with mash as well, don't you?
Yeah, so the skin, because we braise it, the skin goes really soft and silky, almost, you know, and the mousse on the inside with the shiitakes and sweetbreads, that kind of firms it up a little bit. And what gives it texture is the sweetbreads inside, because they're not like, it's not that soft, it's kind of crumbly, it kind of has a bit of bite to it. So that gives it a bit of texture. I mean, the dish is meant to be like, it's not meant to have like so many textures in, you know, it's not like other dishes where it's got something crispy, it's got something soft. This is all about like it being kind of soft, soft on the palate, and it's quite a rich dish. And especially with the buttery mash as well, it kind of helps and it brings it all together.
What's the response been like to, you know, such a sort of confronting sort of dish for some people to use the extremities like that with trotters?
Surprisingly, people really love it. Like, I put it on, it's one of those dishes that, you know, chefs would come in and eat. Like, people from hospo and people who really enjoy food would get it and understand. And that's why, like, I didn't, in all honesty, I didn't think we'd sell that many. You know, it'd be a pre-order that, you know, people from the hospo scene would come in, oh, shit, you know, I can try this dish. But it's been pretty overwhelming in the amount of people since the review has come out, the amount of, not ordinary people, but people that come into Hubert have, pre-ordered it because I put it on, you know, I made a few extra just to kind of trial on the weekends just to you know, if people want to come in and eat it, they can eat it. And we sell that every week.
Wow. How does, you know, trotters aside, how does pork sort of weave through the menu there at Hubert?
It doesn't as much. At the moment we've got Luke's LP Saucisson and the pork trotter. At the moment we're kind of working our way through putting more pork dishes, you know, thinking about pork dishes and how we can incorporate them on the menu. In all honesty, it's been a while since I've actually kind of really been back into cooking with pork again. Just because previous restaurants, you know, is for religious reasons, you know, they don't eat pork. So, and the clientele that they attracted, they didn't really consume much pork. So I didn't, you know, it wasn't one of those meats that I'd lean towards to cook. But now working in a venue that's in the city, you're kind of open to working with a lot more ingredients and there's a lot more, the demographic is wider.
It takes a real skill to sort of master trotters. Is there any sort of tips that you have or tricks to sort of get the best out of a trotter?
I think they should be used a lot more. And simply, they're best if they're just braised on the bone and deep fried.
Yeah.
Because they get like really crispy, sticky. It's almost like, you know, the best part of a crispy pork hock is the skin, right? And the best part of eating a pork belly is the crackling. So this kind of has trotters have that in itself. You know, you braise it, you cool it down, you fry it. It has that really, that skin goes really nice and crispy like a pork belly. And it has that sticky texture like a pork hock. But to get the most out of them, you know, just try them out, braise them, you know, put them in soup, stocks, whichever.
You mentioned that now you're at Hubert, that's an opportunity to explore some pork on the menu. Is there a particular cut that takes your fancy that you might sort of steer towards when you go down that road?
I've kind of been looking at using pork chops, you know, seeing whether if we dry, you know, like dry aging a whole rack, what that will do and how we can implement that onto the menu and what we can do with it. But also, you know, I do love using secondary cuts, you know, things like, as I said before, pork hocks, pork necks, and, you know, just seeing what else we can get, really.
You've taken the reins of one of the most amazing restaurants in Sydney that's had a huge impact since it arrived. And with a dish that's an ode to Jeremy Strode, one of the legends of the hospitality sector, what sort of impact has the response to this dish that sort of a legendary venue, you know, a legendary chef and your own twist, what sort of impact has it had on you, the response?
It's kind of like satisfying, you know, just to kind of, the trotter has always been, I mean, it is a Pierre Kaufman dish, but he, and you know, he's remembered, and Pierre Kaufman's always remembered for that, for bringing that trotter to life, that trotter dish to life, you know, and Jez was the chef that brought it to Australia, in terms of, so it's quite cool to see and to be part of, you know, keeping what he brought to the Australian scene alive. And just, you know, because the day that I moved to London was the day he passed away. So it kind of means a lot more in personally to me that, you know, I can carry on that legacy for him.
Well, you're doing amazing things already in this new role at Hubert. What have you got planned for the year ahead as we head towards through winter into summer?
We've got some exciting changes we're working on at the moment. You know, could be some roast ducks coming. I don't want to give too much away just yet. You know, some desserts that are in the works of changing at the moment. But yeah, it's just bringing Hubert back to its former glory and even better than it can ever be. Its best version of itself, in other words.
Yeah, amazing. We'll look forward to seeing that, Brendan, and amazing to have you on the Crackling today. Please keep in touch and catch up soon.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me. It's been great.
This is The Crackling, a Deep in the Weeds production in partnership with Porkstars. I'm Anthony Huckstep. Stay tuned as we catch up with some of Australia's best chefs and pork producers to discover what makes Australian pork so special.